Listeners in the Midwest who are once again seeing piles of snow out the window might be thinking spring is a little late to the lower 48. Well, spring comes a lot more slowly in Russia, where a third of the land is in the Arctic. It gets so cold in Vladivostok and Russia's Pacific coast that the sea freezes over. The ice is so thick that for the last 3 years, runners have been taking part in a race across the frozen bay. They come in from neighboring Asian countries, from Europe, and now from the United States. NPR's Lucian Kim took time off from a recent reporting trip to join the Vladivostok Ice Run.
It was about 10 degrees Fahrenheit when I got to the banks of Novik Bay, so the warm-up music was a good way to get the blood pumping. I meet Anastasia Vlasenko, the spokeswoman for the race. She says that everything's been checked out. The ice is more than 2 feet thick, and we're good to go.
All right, so I'm in the middle of a crowd of runners from 10 different countries. We're just waiting for the start of the 10K. The big boys and big girls have already left on the half marathon an hour ago.
I meet Tim Stanley, an Englishman living in Moscow, who's taken an eight-hour flight to run the race.
I haven't prepared enough. I've done a lot of internal gym sessions, but it's my first time on the ice, and it's my first time training outside. So.
I ask him what he's wearing, besides the spikes strapped over his running shoes.
Three layers on the top, two layers on the bottom half. I got three pairs of socks on, two pairs of gloves, hat, neckerchief, sunglasses against the glare, and we've got loads of baby lotion on our faces.
Here we go. No start gun, just a countdown. You can hear the grinding of spikes on ice. This will be the sound for the next 10 kilometers or 6 miles. Ice is a funny surface to run on. So it's not really slick because there's a lot of texture on the ice. But until you feel that your toes have really got that grip, it makes everything a little bit more exciting. There's 2 miles to go. High in the sky, I have the sun beating down my face. In front of me, a sheet of white ice. And on the horizon, rolling brown and blue hills. Absolutely beautiful.
Finally, I cross the finish line and am greeted with a medal. Everybody gets a medal. I bump into Artyom Nevalyanov, a Russian soldier who just ran the half marathon in an hour and a half. He can't believe it took me an hour to run half that distance. He lets me into his secret. You need to get a good coach. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Vladivostok.